on Robin Hood Radio. It's time once again to bring in Christine Gebert from Crescendo, worldclassmusic.org on the web, as they have another concert coming up December 28th at 4 p.m. at St. James Place in Great Barrington, which is just a beautiful place to see a concert. And then December 29th at 4 p.m. at the Methodist Church in Lakeville, Connecticut. And let's bring her in right now because she's a 12-month-a-year woman now with all these concerts, it seems. Here's Christine Gebert. Christine, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Marshall. Thank you for having us. And you just heard the opening of this Baroque opera that we bring to you as our holiday concert, Athis y Galatea. That was the opening chorus. It's for singers and instrumentalists, as you could hear. It was the Act One chorus where a group of shepherds is on an island. How would you like to be on a warm island right now and think about that rather than the cold, wet snow this morning?
I love it.
So, yes, and we're very happy, as Marshall says, to offer concerts. We haven't quite reached the 12-month a year, but we try to do most of what we offer in the off-season. So offering a concert at the very end of December between Christmas and New Year is we are trying to create a holiday tradition. And very often we've now offered concerts that actually don't have the holidays as a subject. And this year it's something very funny. It's of the style, I would say, in a way, or caliber of a Gilbert and Sullivan opera. Very slapsticky with lots of laugh triangles. This outrageous story of love triangles in the Greek mythology of the semi-gods and gods and the shepherds and the nymphs, something that's somewhat unusual for Crescendo. It's part of our 15th anniversary celebration, and it is our very first semi-staged opera, so there will be acting and costumes and props. And so you something to really look forward. Also, for our audience members, all of the dialogues will be in English, because there are dialogues in between the music, so you can follow easily what is going on, and you can also laugh, because there's a lot to laugh about how the Cyclops Polyphemo wants to be with Galatea, the sea goddess, and she doesn't. And anyway, there are lots of funny twists to this plot. We bring to you a fantastic cast of professional soloists. Again, this is a collaboration between Crescendo and El Fuego, an ensemble called The Fire, that is led by Venezuelan-born Salome Sandoval. She's literally a fireball. She is a mezzo-soprano herself and a specialist in lutes and early guitars and percussion. So she has staged this opera already, and so she will co-collaborate with me in putting this work on for you. And we have a comic light baritone from Chicago, Eric Miranda, and we have Malina Rauschenfels as well. These are all part of the ensemble El Fuego, and soloist Catherine Hancock from New York City, who is going to be Galatea, and our own Crescendo professional mezzo-soprano Sarah Fay, from Connecticut, from New Milford. And we have a speaking role, very funny, our local friend and actor at Crescendo, Tom Schindler. He is going to impersonate this monster Polyphemo. And Crescendo Vocal Ensemble has the role of the chorus. And we bring to you period instruments, harpsichord, baroque harp, a couple of Spanish guitars. Hideki Yamaya is joining our cast again on a baroque guitar and theorbo. So you really, and we have violinists from Boston, Hope Salazar, recorder player Trisha Van Ors. So you're in really for a wonderful experience.
Now, one thing that I want to point out that you've got it pointed out and you've talked about, but for folks listening who think they hear the word opera and they think that, uh-oh. I'm not going to understand that. It's not going to be in English. You're going to do this in English, right?
Yes, the sung parts are in Spanish, yep. But we have a pretty detailed and comprehensive program that's very easy to follow along. So the sung parts are also almost all of them are also slower, so you can follow the action. They repeat the words. They're mostly the love arias and so forth, or the chorus saying, "No, no, you monster, don't, don't take them." So there will be words in the program, and then dialogues, the action itself, that will be in English. So yes, everybody can follow along. And plus, if you think of it in the different way, this is gorgeous, gorgeous early Baroque music, and you can do it in two ways. This is a semi-staged version, so it lives absolutely on its own. If you would even not worry about the opera part of it, it is gorgeous arias and choruses as if you were attending a concert. So if you're worried about that, alone the music stands by itself and is gorgeous and beautiful and exciting in itself. And then there's the bonus of those dialogues and the funny characters and the acting and so forth. So it's definitely something to enjoy.
We are speaking with Christine Geffert. Once again, Crescendo is featured December 28th and 29th, St. James Place in Great Barrington, and then the Methodist Church in Lakeville, Connecticut, worldclassmusic.org on the web for more information. Now, it's most people, I mentioned that about the dialogue, most people who've never been to the opera, even if they go see opera now in the HD in the theaters, most people come out simply amazed, and I don't think they realize that when you put a presentation on like this, it's the language in the music means nothing. It's the sheer beauty and the performance and the songs that are the uplifting part for even the most novice of a persons being shown opera a first time.
It's true, and it's a dimension that's why we want to bring this to our audiences. Even a chamber opera, a comic opera like that, it's so attractive in so many ways, and you're right about that. The music and the power of acting and theater and the spoken word, the dialogues and the visual part, even if it's not a full-blown opera with complete staging, all of this is just very, very enticing. What the beauty of a chamber opera also is in our venues that are not huge, you are so close to the action. It's so intimate. In a way, it's like a chamber performance, and you get to be part of it. And so it really is the best of all words, of all worlds, sorry. And as you know, these stories are very allegoric. The Cyclops is the son of Poseidon, the god of the oceans. And Galatea is that sea nymph, and you know all of these Greek stories. They have they live within our culture more than we even are aware of, in symbols and in sayings. And so it's something that you, in a way, will be very familiar with. And then it's obviously exaggerated to make a point. And by the way, Acis y Galatea and Galatea was set to music by other composers as well. And the one very famous piece is by Handel, by Georg Friedrich Handel, whom many people love. So you might be very familiar, if you're a music lover, with the story of Acis and Galatea. And a spoiler alert, Acis, the shepherd that Galatea falls in love with, gets killed by which is a known thing, so I'm not taking much away. But the beautiful symbolic thing is that the sea goddess returns to the ocean and asks for a favor, that the blood of her lover who is dying gets transformed into a river. So in that way she gets united with his spirit in eternity. So there is transcendence of that sad moment where Acis gets killed by the jealous a cyclops. And so there is that moment where it's not funny, but it transcends death in this kind of symbolic turning around of the blood into the river, and there is Galatea forever united with her lover. It sounds perhaps corny too, but it is just how these dramatic works roll, and it's thoroughly enjoyable. We've had really a great time as Crescendo. We do so many sacred works, which are, of course, also beautiful and sometimes actually also quite dramatic. But you see, last year we brought to you the Concerto delle Donne. We brought to you the three women of the court of Ferrara and enacted and put on a concert with this repertoire. And it was very well received. That last year, that was in February. And so this year, this is our secular offering. And I think our audiences are enjoying this aspect of Crescendo, too, that we can bring to you this repertoire, which, as you were pointing out, it takes a lot to put on, and we're very happy to be able to offer this locally and live. So in the spirit of the holidays, we also encourage everybody to think about this, that people more and more write about, give a gift of an experience rather than buying things. We all are becoming aware, I hope, more and more how difficult and said the situation is of pollution and garbage and so forth. So instead of buying material gifts, giving the gift of an experience like that, going together to a live concert in your own town or towns, Great Barrington or Lakeville, bringing maybe your grandchildren to something like that, or your parents or your grandparents, doing this together is really something special, and I hope that some of our friends will pass this on to people who have never been at a live concert or maybe rarely go. It's just something wonderful to do together rather than thinking of another gift. So tickets are available online on our website, worldclassmusic.org. You can also send in a check to Crescendo to P.O. Box 245 in Lakeville, Connecticut, 06039. And tickets are $35 for general seating and $60 for premium seating.
Once again, that is A Tale of Divine Love and the River Spirit, December 28th, 4 p.m., St. James Place in Great Barrington, December 29th, 4 p.m. at the Methodist Church in Lakeville. Crescendo, once again, worldclassmusic.org. Happy holidays, Christine, and I know we'll be speaking to you about your event in February coming up soon as well.
Yes, thank you so much.